Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Louis was so excited to go to the zoo. He'd been waiting all week to see the reptile exhibit. Komodo dragons, crocodiles, and boa constrictors were all there, and he was going to get to see them all up close, finally. It was a warm day as the sun shone on him while he waited in line to enter. It would be a perfect day to see the tigers and lions too, while the big cats lazed in the sun. He held on to his ticket tightly and passed through the gates. "One corn dog, please," he ordered at the food stand. He ate it happily as he took off towards the flamingos. He watched the pink birds balance on one leg and tried to do the same. When he finished his corn dog, he threw away the stick and headed over towards the giraffes. Suddenly, a loud boom thundered through the air. The sky grew dark and the wind began to whip. Other zoo-goers ran for shelter as the rain pelted large droplets to the ground. Louis was looking around for a space to shield himself from the rain when he saw something glimmering and falling alongside the raindrops. Through the loud pitter-patter of the falling rain, Louis heard the ting of the mystery object hitting the ground. Shielding his face from the rain, Louis ran towards the object that was now on the ground ahead of him. Even with the now dark and cloudy sky, it still glowed, as if sunlight was reflecting off of it. Louis picked it up and realized it was a flute. "How did this come out of the sky? And during a storm?" he wondered. As if in response, a cloud puff appeared and disappeared quickly on the side of the flute, leaving a small tag tied around it with string. "Huh." Louis carefully turned over the tag and saw there was something written on it. "Play me," was all that it said. Louis put the flute up to his lips and blew. A loud shriek of sound erupted from the instrument, and all at once, the rain stopped. The drops that were already on their way to the ground... Wait a second, what? They had frozen, like frozen in midair, just floating there. Floating raindrops, very strange. Louis gave it another blow, and the raindrops reversed, flying back up towards the clouds. "Whoa, that's awesome," he shouted. He decided to play another note and watched as the dark, heavy clouds raced out of sight. Louis was happy that the flute had sent the storm away, but now he wanted to see what else it could do. What do you think this magical flute could do if it can reverse rain? Do you think it can do something else? He had seen musicians play the flute before and knew they used their fingers somehow to play different notes. Positioning his fingers over the keys, he decided to give it a try. A light tune came out of the flute and drifted towards the closest animal enclosure. The giraffes heard the sound and began tapping their hooves. They faced one another and stood on their back legs. Wait, what? Their front legs waving in the air to the sound of the flute. Louis ran back over to the tiger habitat to try and make them dance too. He played a new tune on the flute, but this time the animals did not dance. Instead, the tiger's growls turned to words, and they said, "Hey, kid, let us out. I'm starving. Give me a corn dog. We promise we won't eat you." Louis thought about it for a moment. Setting tigers loose in the zoo didn't seem like the best idea, but they did promise not to eat him. "Okay, I'll let the flute decide," he told them, and played a new tune. The music flowered over to them once more, like it was riding on a wave toward the tigers. When the music reached them, the gate made a and the gate swung open. The tigers all roared triumphantly as they ran out towards freedom and towards the corn dog stand. They jumped behind the counter and scarfed down all the corn dogs they could find. When they finished, one of them complained,
I'm still hungry.
Then he sniffed the air.
I smell flamingos. I wonder if they taste as delicious as these corn dogs.
Louis frantically blew the flute in response. The music reached the tigers and immediately they forgot about the flamingos and started dancing. Louis kept playing as they danced their way back into their enclosure and the music shut the gate behind them. As soon as they were safely back inside, Louis sighed in relief. Phew, that was close. He decided to take a break with the flute as he headed over to the exhibit he came to the zoo for the first place. The reptiles. He entered the dark building, the only lights illuminating the space coming from behind the glass enclosures that lined the walls. The venomous snakes and giant lizards slithered around inside their habitats, watching him as he walked through. Then Louis brought the flute to his lips and blew.
What in the world is going to happen? Do you think something crazy is going to happen with the reptiles and the flute music? I'm not sure. I hope he doesn't let out the venomous snakes for corn dogs, because I think that sounds like a problem. But I'm not sure what's going to happen next. We are going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Kids Short Stories.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is.
It's time for Kid Shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Jasper from California, Shania and Anika from Mumbai, and Jasmine from Washington, Olivia from British Columbia, Vera from Long Beach, Isaac from Indiana, and Hazel from Montana. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. We could not have this much fun with imagination without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you on the next adventure. Bye.